So American economists Alvin Roth and Lloyd Shapley have won the Nobel Economics Prize for their important, if obscure, work on how markets allocate supplies to preserve stability and how to design markets to be immune from disruptions. It's not likely to be a headline you can take to the bank. Better perhaps to look at the Austrian Felix Baumgartner and his record free fall to earth from more than 100,000 miles above the earth, although markets have been reasonably stable recently. Is that a vindication for the long-termers? In this environment, should those thrifty people who buy and hold and save have confidence that their assets will hold their value? And by assets, I mean conservative, liquid assets, bonds, cash, those sorts of things. Rana Foroohar is assistant managing editor for Time magazine. She thinks recent economic troubles might make some of the buy and holders reconsider. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So in the long term, there could be a real redefinition of assets we think of as absolutely secure.
Absolutely. I mean, we are moving into an age of slower growth. Most economists agree with that. In fact, one of the biggest investors in the world, Bill Gross, who's the head of PIMCO, the world's largest bond trader, recently called the stock market a Ponzi scheme and said that we're never going to see even 6% returns again. We might be looking at more like 3 or 4.
Now, Gross is also someone who loves to trash the stock market. He's a big bond trader, but even bonds are in flux these days.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because PIMCO has actually been moving into stocks, and that's one of the major points here, that stocks in some ways are the new bonds. If you think about bonds like U.S. Treasury bonds, German bonds, bonds that we always thought were very safe, these countries are having big problems. You know, we have a lot of political gridlock that may prevent growth in this country. Germany is in the midst of the Eurozone crisis. So these assets are not as safe as you thought. And also, in some cases, they're not even beating inflation. So people are starting to look at blue chip multinational stocks, big companies like Coke, Procter & Gamble, that are big global companies that kind of float above the problems of any one individual country as a really safe bet.
We're talking with Rana Foroohar, as assistant managing editor for Time magazine. She oversees business and economic coverage. All right, let me see if I can explore the psychology here. In a sense, the insecurity of bonds, this new insecurity of bonds, comes from uncertainty about the ability of nations and corporations to pay back these debts. But the certainty in stocks comes from the relative clarity about their earnings if they're a big blue chip company. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah, that's part of the story. So bonds have two risks. In one case, there's the issue of countries being able to pay back. And with debt the way it is, that's a big question now. There's also the fact that they just don't beat inflation. In some cases, you're losing money if you're putting your cash into bonds. Big company stocks, as I said, things like the big blue chips in the U.S., the S&P 500 companies that are big not only in the rich countries but in the higher growth emerging markets are in some cases a safer bet. People like Warren Buffett, have moved into them. So,
are you saying possibly that people will wake up 5-10 years from now and their treasury bill mutual funds will be in tatters because of some fiscal cliff crisis that we haven't yet gone through, but may over the next 10 years?
I think that what's a bigger possibility is that inflation, which is ultimately going to kick in, frankly, and not in the next 2 years maybe, but certainly in the next 5, is just going to eat away at your returns. So if you're thinking about retirement, you can't be losing money. I mean, that's why a lot of big investors are starting to refer to something like called mattress economics, the idea that it's about just getting your money back rather than making high returns.
So the strategy really is in an environment of 6% inflation, which could be exactly what the Fed's decision on keeping interest rates low and quantitative easing, that's eventually going to come to haunt us. In that environment, forget the stock market and its 10% returns. Yeah. Those aren't going to come back. But also, stay away from the T-bills and their 1% return because you're going to get eaten.
Right. And I think that brings up whole new ideas about what is safe. It may be that you're better in Mexican bonds or some sort of, relatively secure, higher growth emerging market than you are in certain rich country bonds.
Mexican bonds. That's a whole other conversation. Rana Foroohar, managing editor, assistant managing editor for Time magazine, who oversees business and economic coverage. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.